Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's start with a word of prayer, my friends. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name, and we're so grateful to be here, Lord. We're so thankful that you woke us up for another day, Lord, and it's a day of worship and praise, day of to serve you and to honor you, Lord, with our hearts, Lord, not just with our lips as we sing, and but with our hearts as we're attentive to your word, Father, and seek to know you more. Lord, and to allow you to enter into every corner of our heart, Lord, to search us out, Father, and to change us, to mold us, and to make us as you see fit, Lord, in the gentle, beautiful way that you do, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. We pray that you would just gently wash us clean, Lord, and then change us in your timing, Lord, using the methods that you use for each of us individually, Lord, the very methods that sometimes we fight against, not understanding that they're things from you used to mold us, Lord, or to train us. And we pray that you'd help us to be a patient people, Lord, and to look to you and to rest on you for everything in this life and the next as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together.
Praise.
Have our ushers come on up. Thank you, Lord, again for the freedom that we have to gather together and to worship your holy name through Jesus Christ, your Son, and through the community and fellowship of your Holy Spirit that we have with you, Father, through Jesus, and then with one another as well, Lord, all because of the blood of the Lamb and because of your great grace and mercy, Lord, towards us. So, Father, we pray that you give us hearts of thanksgiving and gladness this morning, Father, and as we offer up to you our tithes and offerings, Lord God, that it would be from a heart of thanksgiving and gratitude, and it would truly be a joyful thing for us to give, Father, a joyful thing for us to give of our resources, Father, and also of our time, and most importantly, Father, of our hearts, Lord, that would be what we're really putting in the offering plate and, in a sense, putting on the altar this morning is our own very hearts, Lord, our dreams, our hopes, our aspirations, Lord, all the things that we are about, Father, we pray that we would put you in charge of so that you could see if there's a way that we're going that's in the wrong direction or we're in the wrong circumstances, Father, and we would be willing to be led and guided by your Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
How great the Lord's honor.
Help me. Let's try that again. Holy cow. I was woken up early.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the shadows of my soul. The work is finished. The end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Could imagine.
Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Hallelujah.
Death has lost.
stand for one more together?
Good, good Father.